ध्यानि भारत
ध्यानि भारत
अव्यक्तनिधनान्येव
अव्यक्तनिधनान्येव
तत्र का परिदेवना
तत्र का परिदेवना
As a human being, when I am living in this world, my primary job is to understand the realities as they are given in this creation. Reality means the fact, unchangeable, uncontrollable, certain facts, when we accept without rejection, then alone we can lead a peaceful, happy life. When we understand the realities of the world as they are given, on which I have no control, on which I have no capacity to change, they are called certain facts, they are called realities. I have to accept them as they are. This is called intelligent way of living. Suppose if I reject them, if I reject those facts, I am not ready to accept that fact. I am only the sufferer. I have to face the problem. What Bhagavad Gita teaches us is, learn to accept the fact. Learn to accept the fact. Without any rejection in the mind. Never develop an aversion towards the fact. For example, a disease. A person once is born, he or she is born, bound to get one time or other, one way or other, some sort of uneasiness at body level. Disease at a big level, or a chronic disease, or mild some uneasiness at body level. Bound to come. This is fact. As you are having body, you can never have a perfect 7% health. Impossible. Body goes up and down. It creates lot of problems. Unpredictable our health. Uncontrollable also. Unchangeable. Some extent you can manage with medicine. With some remedy you can try. But totally you cannot stop disease. Throughout life. Without any illness, no person is there in the world. This is fact. This is universal law. Vyadhi, jara, marana. These are compulsory for every being. Therefore, like that, even old age is a fact. However much I go to beauty parlor, trying to replace my wrinkles with a lot of packs, lot of packs they put. But you cannot hide your old age, you cannot stop your old age, because we don't have control over that old age. It's bound to come, but very, very unpleasant for everyone. old age is more unpleasant. I will not worry about looking. Looking is okay, but old age at joints level it is troubling. I accept the changes, doesn't matter. But the degeneration of cells, degeneration of bones, degenerations of every organ, inevitable, unavoidable, uncontrollable, this is a fact. But suppose I develop a type of fear, some type of disliking towards my own body when I am becoming older and older. What will happen? I develop unnecessary aversion towards old age, then my life becomes more miserable. On the other hand, if I accept my old age, look at it as it is. Okay, once I am becoming older and older, it loses its strength. It's okay. Be happy. If not happy, at least accept it. Unavoidable, uncontrollable. That's why see all the time old people. We want to escape from old people. There are problems when you want to handle old people. This problem is there, but still look at them, the suffering at the body level, physical level, mental level, how they are suffering. One day or other, I am also going to reach that same state. This body also is going to become old. So this is the fact, reality. Accept it without any murmuring, grumbling, and 100 times telling others, I am becoming old because you are not respecting me, because I am not useful to you. Like that, we need not look down upon our own old age. Suppose if it is coming. When old age is coming, we need not look down upon our old age and be littling ourselves. My importance is going. We need not feel bad. We need not be little ourselves, even I am undergoing any ailment, suppose, any illness sometimes, a bedridden, 40 days, 50 days, high fever, suppose. If this thing comes, I should not lose my heart. So, disease, old age, inevitable, unavoidable facts like that. One more, another fact is, Adhita, idella chodilo, right? One more unavoidable, inevitable fact is what? Not death. The death is another biggest trauma it creates in everyone. Some people it appears externally, outside. Some people it will not appear outside, just they keep on inside thinking. Worry about death, that which is going to future. That's why they keep identity card, personal, credit card, identity card, all the passes, whatever they have, all personal birthday, which is fear. So death is another inevitable fact. That also, death comes only one time, but the person worried hundreds and thousands of times. Hey Arjuna, really speaking, Atma is deathless. From Atma standpoint you see, you need not grieve because there is no death for Atma. Atma is Ajaha. Na jayate, na mriyate. There is no death for Atma, therefore you need not worry. Suppose even you take there is a death for this Jivatma. Whatever is born has to disappear. Whatever come into existence, manufacture date is there. You go on seeing manufacture date, no? When you buy something, manufacture date, but even bread is good. Bread manufacturing date. You ask any shopkeeper, bread shop, boy, you want a fresh bread. Bread, whatever is prepared in the morning, how is it possible? How can he prepare in the morning? How can he parcel? How can he seal up? And how can he bring to the shop? ஸோ ரொம்ப ஆசை ஜாஸ்தி நமக்கு. இன்னைக்கு பண்ணதான்னா ஆமா அம்மா இப்போதான் பண்ணுன்னு சொல்லுவாள். அவர் சொல்லுவா நம்ம நம்புறோம், அப்படியே கொண்டு வந்து சாப்பிடுவோம். அது பண்ணி 10 நாள் முன்னாடி பண்ணி வச்சிருக்கேன். ஸ்டிக்கர் போடும் போது அவன் போடுவான், இது இத்தனை நாளுக்கு அப்புறம் தான் நமக்கு செல்லாகும், நீங்கள் லேட்டாக போட்டுனப்பான்னு. அதெல்லாம் வேற கதை, அப்படி இருக்கட்டும். ஸோ வாட் எவர் ஹேஸ் காட் மேனுஃபேக்சரிங் டேட், எக்ஸ்பைரி டேட் ஆல்சோ இல் பி தேர். எக்ஸ்பைரி டேட் இட் ஹேஸ் டு டிமினிஷ். Similarly, body, once it is born, the jiva inside, atma, jiva atma is born. If you think, suppose, abhyupetyavada, in the 27th verse, Krishna presents the abhyupetyavada, jatasihi dhruvaha mrityu, that which is born, is bound to die, is certain, death is certain. You cannot stop it. Then what you cannot stop it, what is the use of grieving over upon that situation? Therefore, tasmad aparihariye arthe, 27th shloka, 2nd line, he says, there is no remedy for that. Non-remedial things lo poi neenga kavalapada venda. Aparihariye arthe means, upon those things which are not having a remedy. Natvam sochitum arahati. You need not grieve upon that. Why? I want to explain you further. Really speaking, what do you mean by birth and death? What do you mean by birth and death? You are worrying about birth and death. I will tell you what is birth and death. Avyaktarini bhutani. All these beings, what you are seeing, Bhishma, Drona, all Kauravas, what you are seeing, who are all there here standing in front of you, avyaktani. First they were in unmanifest form. Avyaktani, adini means in the beginning, avyaktam na unmanifest form. They were in unmanifest form. Vyakta madhyani, now they are appearing, they are manifesting. Now in the present condition you are seeing them, means they are manifested now. Vyakta madhyani. Then what? Avyakta nidhanani. Then they again disappear. Dissociation of subtle body with gross body is death. Association of subtle body with gross body is birth. Dissociation and association. Again, if they die also, they will born again. Like water, it transforms into a vapor, a snow, again it will become into water. Snow, water. Water, snow. Snow, water. When we are seeing snow, the water has gone? No. When snow is melted, the water has gone? No. Avastha vedaha. Janana marana means nothing but avastha vedaha. A state is just a change of state. Liquid form to solid form, solid form to liquid form. That's all. Solid form to liquid form to vapor form, vapor form to moisture form, moisture form to bubbles form, bubbles form to rain form, rain form to water form again. Where water is going? Even Bhagavan cannot create a drop of water, new water. Water is always there, it is changing its status. Similarly, jivas are also manifesting and unmanifesting, manifesting and unmanifesting. Therefore, you need not worry. Tatraka paridevana, when it is manifesting and unmanifesting, where is the question of death? Where is the question of death? There is no death. They are all only going to unmanifest form. This is called abhyupetyavada. Suppositional arguments. Suppose if you think there is a death for jivatma, even that time also you need not worry. If you take from adhyatmika drishtya, atma drishtya also you need not grieve. Even it has death also, it is not a real death. It just disappears from your eyes, again it will come into existence. Two angles over, two reasons over. Now, Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we enter into 29th shloka. With this 29th and 30th shloka, Lord Krishna concluding the Atma Jnanam topic. We will read that shloka. Ascharyavat pashyati kaschidenam.
Ascharyavat pashyati kaschidenam.
Ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyah.
Ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyah.
Ascharyavat chainam anyashrunoti.
Ascharyavat chainam anyashrunoti.
Shrutvapinam vedana chaiva kaschit.
Shrutvapinam vedana chaiva kaschit.
There is a one of a famous Upanishad known as Kathopanishad. This shloka is borrowed from Kathopanishad. Many shlokas are borrowed from the Kathopanishad only. It is one of the shloka. Ascharyo vakta kushalosya labdha. Ascharyo gnata kushalanushishtaha. Kathopanishad mantra. That is borrowed by Krishna here with a little modification, changing in the words. What it means? When we are listening about Atma, from 11th shloka and go on talking about Atma, Atma ekaha, nityaha, satyagaha, sarvagataha, aprameyaha, nirvikaraha, akarta, abhokta, Atma, when we are listening, immediately our observation is what? I want to see that Atma. Object orientation. Whenever we talk something, generally, student is interested in seeing that, looking forward. I am looking forward to see that. This orientation. This is called object orientation. Orientation. When the teacher introduced that Atma, Brahman, then Brahman, how is that Brahman? Or Atma, how is that Atma? I want to see. Because I am seeing clip, I am seeing flower, I am seeing book, I am seeing so many things. No? So therefore, I want to see Atma. This orientation, the teacher has to break this orientation of the student. Therefore, how can there is something new in me? The student thinks, the teacher says that Atma is you alone. There is Atma in you. Generally what we think? I am a human being. With what? With some consciousness inside. This is our orientation. There is a spirit inside. I am a human being with spirit inside. This is our orientation. Shastra says, you are not a human being, you are a spiritual being. You have to reverse it. You are a spiritual being with an incidental human body. You are a spiritual being with a human body. You are not a spiritual human being with spiritual spirit inside, but you are a spiritual being with a human body. How to understand? Krishna says, this is what the most wonderful thing in the world. People look at the Atma as a wonderful entity, something wonderful entity. Ascharyam, an astonishing subject matter, a wonderful subject matter. I wonder struck when I listen about Atma. Krishna says, Ascharyavat Pashyati. When the Guru is introducing the Brahman, generally when people listen about Atma, Brahman, God, it is a wonderment. Ascharyam. Ascharyavat Pashyati. Ascharyamayirukkai. Enna Ascharyamana? Ascharyam. Theriyatha vishayam ellame Ascharyam. Niagara Falls, Ascharyam. and the Himalayan Everest mountain, Aschariyam. There are seven wonders, 14 wonders or seven wonders. You know, wonders are. And the wonder, poi paatha onnume irukkaadu. Chumma, they say, and the pillar is the wonder of the world. Seven wonders of the world. Like that, one of the wonder is Atma. Another wonder. Aschariyavatasya. Just as people see all wonderstruck objects in the world, they are waiting to see Atma as a wonder, some wonder. Not only that, Aschariyavat vadati tatha eva anyaha. Some other, a teacher, anyaha means one person, vadati, talking, speaking about Atma. 11:30 to 12:30, Mukhanavichi. Atma ekaha, Atma is one, Atma is birthless, Atma is non-doer, non-enjoyer, Atma is all-pervading also. Like that, Guru go on talking, vadati. Anyaha, yaha, vadati, kaschita vadati. One teacher is talking. How the teacher is talking? Acharyaha vadati. That teacher is also talking like a wonder. Puriya the teacher. Okay. Atma and Puriya the teachers would incarnate. Peshwa. Avana Bhagavad Gita Peshwa. They also talk about Bhagavad Gita. Aschariyavat vadati. Tatha. Not only that, the listening, this student also, Aschariyavat shrunoti. The teacher is also talking like a wonder. As Atma is so beautiful. Atma is Amritam. Atma is Ajanam. Atma is Amaram. Like that, the teacher go on talking. The student also, Atma is so great. Wonder. Aschariyavat shrunoti. Listening also as a wonder. Then what? Fourth line is a Shrutvapi Enam Na Veda Kaschit. Even after listening also, many people do not understand this Atma. Many people do not know this about this Atma. Na Veda. They do not understand. This is the condition, Arjuna, about Atma. Before coming to Shastra, people just hear that Atma, there is Atma, soul. Soul is a traveling, where? Swargam. They think soul is traveling, Atma is traveling. Atma eppadi irukkona? Aavi maadhiri irukkona? Aavi theriyuma? Aavi. Aavi vandhu oru roopam kediyadhu, onnum kediyadhu. Edho poyindu irukkom inge irukka. Paathutiya illa, paaka mudiyadhu, adhudhaan aavi. So that people think like that. Before coming to Shastra, the big wonder, the first line. Second line about teachers, those teachers who are talking about Atma, they are talking about Atma like wonder. And the students who are listening also as a Atma as a wonder. After listening 10 years, 15 years, what? Na Veda. They do not understand. Anna Aschariyam. Why? Because that Atma happens to be you. You are that Atma. What is wonder in this? How to understand this? You have to understand carefully. Now, you see the part. What part is this? Clay part. Part is noun. Clay is an adjective. What type of pot? Clay pot. Man podam manna. Man vandu adjective. Visheshanam. Kodam vandu noun. Namavachakam. In the grammar theriyum. When you study grammar in the school, they say introduce the nouns. Pot, bird, house. Like this, they introduce all nouns first. Like that, pot also, the teacher introduced pot. The pot. Then teacher asks, what type of pot? All of you know what type of pot? Clay pot. What is clay? Adjective. Visheshanam. So clay pot. One noun, one adjective. Shastra reverse it. Vedanta. This is from materialistic standpoint. When you go to school, this is the education teacher gives. You also nod your head. My teacher taught me so much today. And what in a pot is a noun? Clay is adjective. The teacher has given a new knowledge for me. What is noun? Clay is adjective. This is a materialistic knowledge. For materialistic world, this is okay. But Vedanta vision, in the Vedanta vision, this is not right. This is a new vision. What vision Vedanta gives? You have to reverse it. What? Pot is an adjective, clay is the noun. Clay is a noun, pot is adjective. How? The clay which is always there, existing, and sometimes the clay can appear as a lid, sometimes clay appear as a cup, sometimes clay appear as different forms, a flower pot. Previously what you said? Clay pot, clay lid. Then clay is an adjective, lid, cup, pot, flower pot, all these are nouns you said. Now what am I saying? This pot is a noun, lid is a noun, cup is a noun. All are adjective is here. Clay. Now if you reverse it, clay alone is in the pot shape, clay alone is in the lid shape, clay alone is in the tumbler shape, clay alone is in the different earthenware shape. Clay pot, clay lid, clay cup, clay is not. What is not changing? Clay. What is not changing alone is a noun. What is changing cannot be the noun. So what you are saying? Pot e clay, lid e clay, cup clay. So that is right vision. Our vision is wrong vision. Similarly, I am a man. What type of man? Conscious man. Conscious woman. Bird, conscious bird. Conscious cow. Consciousness is an adjective. Consciousness is an adjective. She's a woman. What type of woman? Conscious woman. An adjective. No? Consciousness. She is having consciousness. Alive and artham. Conscious bird. Conscious cow. Conscious elephant. That which is alive. Conscious bird. Conscious woman. Conscious man. Conscious boy. Conscious girl. Conscious. Everything conscious, conscious, and you are changing. Noun is what? Man, woman, boy, girl, cow, bird. All these are nouns. What is adjective? Consciousness. What type of boy? What type of girl? What type of man? What type of woman? And conscious man, conscious boy, conscious girl, conscious. So that you are taking as adjective. Man, woman, girl, boy, bird, cow, elephant. All these things are you are taking as noun. What is not changing? Consciousness is not changing. Consciousness is not changing. What is changing? Noun is changing. Noun is changing. Boy, where there is a boy, there is no girl. Where there is a girl, there is no man. Where there is a man, there is no cow. Where there is a cow, there is no elephant. Where there is elephant, there is no ant. Nouns are changing. Consciousness is not changing. That's why whatever is not changing, that consciousness is the noun. Now you have to say what? Man consciousness, woman consciousness, bird consciousness. Previously what you said? Conscious man, conscious bird, conscious woman, conscious cow, conscious. you have given importance to the noun there. Conscious man, conscious cow, conscious cow, elephant. So many you have given. Now you have to change. Man consciousness, woman consciousness, bird consciousness, elephant consciousness. Consciousness which is in elephant form. Consciousness which is in bird form. Consciousness which is in the woman form. Consciousness which is in the girl form. Consciousness which is in the ant form. Consciousness which is in all forms. So that consciousness is called noun. Who am I now? I am conscious woman. I am a woman with consciousness. And they went to normal school. If in the school, in the school, in the Andhra Mahila school, in the class, that lesson won't work here. That is not right lesson. That lesson will not give you knowledge about yourself. If you want to know about your real nature, what you have to say? I am not a woman with consciousness. I am a consciousness in a woman form. I am consciousness in man form. I am consciousness in bird form. I am consciousness in elephant form. I am consciousness in cow form. I am consciousness alpharvade. Who is consciousness now? You are all conscious of my speech or not? Basic question. Let me clarify this. All of you are conscious of my lesson? Now what am I teaching? Yes. This means what? You all are going to say what? We are all conscious of your teaching. You are saying. In what form you are sitting here? Woman form, man form, not bird form. Okay, here. You are conscious of the lesson. In which form you are listening? And I'm a woman form. Which mother, which woman? And a woman who is a housewife, homemaker. A man who is a homemaker. Who a man who is a grihastha. A woman who is a grihini listening to their subject. Who is listening really? Consciousness. Which consciousness? Which is in the woman form. Now tell me, where is consciousness? You are consciousness, huh? Somewhere consciousness is there. We do boy and you inner locker club. The consciousness you can take part. Now where you have to search for consciousness? When you are consciousness, you only said now. Okay, you cannot escape now. What you said? I am conscious of your lesson. That means you are a conscious being in a woman form. Another person say, I am a consciousness listening in a man form. I am using this body-mind complex. How far this consciousness from you? Tell me now. 2 inches away? 3 inches away? Or 1 kilometer away? Inches, sir. It is not in inches. I am. What do you say? I am conscious of. If I am conscious of Chandambodha, then how far am I going? You never say my consciousness. What do you say? Swamini, my consciousness is listening class. What do you say? You never say my consciousness is listening. My ears are listening, you say. Yes? My eyes are seeing, you say. Listen carefully. Okay? My eyes are seeing. My ears are listening, you say. But my consciousness is listening, you say? What PhD degree you have acquired to say that? I am consciousness listening to your lecture, you say. My consciousness you never say. Have you gone to any university to say after this statement? Tell me. I am conscious of your teaching, Swamini. you say, you never say, I the ear am listening to children, I the eyes am seeing you and children, my ears are listening, my eyes are seeing you and children. I am conscious of your teaching. நீங்க எந்த யூனிவர்சிட்டிக்கு போகாமல் எந்த டிகிரியும் வாங்காமல் அழகா சொல்லிட்டேன், எப்படி சொன்னேன், டெல் மீ நவ், மெட்ராஸ் யூனிவர்சிட்டி ஆர் அண்ணாமலை யூனிவர்சிட்டி, விச் யூனிவர்சிட்டி யூ ஹவ் கான் டு யூஸ் தீஸ் த்ரீ ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ். ஐ எம் நாட் யூசிங் மெனி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ், யூசிங் த்ரீ ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ். என்னது? ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் டீச்சிங், நாட் ஓன்லி மை டீச்சிங், I am conscious of that I am sitting in this hall. அது தெரியவில்லையோ? I am conscious of that I am sitting in Andhra Mahila Sabha hall. Then what do you say? I am conscious of that my body is sitting in the hall. Yes? I am conscious of that my body is sitting in the hall. You never say, I am conscious that I, the body, is sitting in the hall. You never say. Which teacher taught you? Tell me this. What you know, this is called known to unknown. What you know, from that I want to teach you what you do not know. That's why you are conscious of already. Is it is not 2 inches away from you or 3 feet away from you. It is not up above. People do not know this. The teacher also ஆச்சரியவத் வதந்தி, அவருக்கு தெரியாது அவர் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் இது சிம்பிள் திங், திஸ் சிம்பிள் திங் அண்ட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அந்த உணர்வு, நான்ங்கிறது உணர்வு. தட்ஸ் வை யூ நெவர் வெரிஃபை ஃப்ரம் யுவர் ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஆர் ஒய்ஃப், நான் இருக்கேனா இல்லையா கொஞ்சம் சொல்லப்பா. யூ கேன் வெரிஃபை ஃப்ரம் த டாக்டர், டாக்டர் மை ஐஸ் ஆர் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் ப்ராப்பர்லி ஆர் நாட், இஸ் தேர் எனி ப்ராப்ளம், டெல் மீ, யூ வில் ஆஸ்க் doctor, please check up my ears, is there any problem, please check up, and you show your ears to doctor. You never ask the doctor, am I exist or not, tell me doctor, am I conscious of or not. Do you ask any doctor? Do you ask your own husband? Enengo konja irukken illa konja solluko. You never doubt yourself. It is ever evident fact, I am, I know. Naan irukken enna enakku theriyum, I know. If the teacher should know, it is not an aashcharyam. Arjuna, but many teachers do not know this. And many teachers, when the teachers do not know, how students know? That's why aashcharyavat shrunoti. ஆச்சரியவத் வதத்தை, ஆச்சரியமே இல்லை, யூ ஆர் த கான்சியஸ்னஸ். நோ ஒன் கேன் சேஞ்ச் திஸ் ஃபேக்ட், யூ ஆர் நாட் த பாடி. விச் பாடி இஸ் ஹேவிங் வாட்? ஜர வியாதி மரணம், இன்எவிட்டபிள். கான்சியஸ்னஸ், நோ ஓல்டேஜ், நோ டிசீஸ், நோ டெத். நவ் டெல் மீ, விச் ஒன் யூ வாண்ட் டு ஓன் அப்? ரெண்டு விஷயம் வச்சிருக்கேன் உங்க முன்னாடி. என்ன? பாடி is having birth, death, old age, disease. I, the consciousness, am free from birth, death, old age, disease. Which one you want to claim? You want to claim with this the body with the 4 defects, or you want to claim yourself as consciousness which is free from defects? Ball is in your court. Now you have to select. Okay, that's what Radha Krishna says here. Aschariyavat vadati, aschariyavat srunavati. Enna? Engyo irukka atman nenikira? When it is very much available, intimate, we take it as granted. We never look into that. We never care for it. Shastra says, you, the blessed consciousness, entity, enlivening the matter body, the body with what body you are sitting here, that body is listening because of you, the consciousness. Otherwise body is matter, inert jadam. It has no independent existence of its own. It cannot listen, it cannot hear, it cannot talk, it cannot do anything. What is evident consciousness is there, and evidence is what? என்னமோ சுவாமி, நீங்க எவ்வளவு சொன்னாலும் கூட எனக்கு கான்சியஸ்னஸ் என்ன பத்தி புரியல டவுட் இருந்தா ஒரே ஒரு எக்ஸாம்பிள் கொடுக்குறேன். I am listening is the proof for that I am conscious of. I am consciousness is the proof because of which listening. Ears are listening. I am consciousness is evident because of which eyes are seeing. That perception is the proof for me the consciousness is existent. Hearing is the proof for me that I the consciousness is existent. Like that. Even though I am not seeing the consciousness, I am consciousness. இதுல சந்தேகமே கிடையாது. இப்படி புரிஞ்சுக்கும் ஆத்மா. Don't look forward as an object. You recognize you are ஆத்மா. When? இந்த ஆந்திரமேட சபா. When you are ஆத்மா, when you are consciousness? At home? At home also you are consciousness. Otherwise, how can you recognize your husband? Your consciousness everywhere, all the time, all the three periods of time, even in deep sleep also your consciousness. You cannot say, I am not consciousness. That is, you are. Like that, Kunti said to Drona, say, Karna, Karna, you are not Radheya, you are Kaunteya. Karna was thinking, I am a Radheya. No? He was brought up by that Radha, chariot, his wife, Radha. So therefore his name is called Radheya. When he came to this battlefield, Krishna asked Kunti, Amma, you go and tell Karna. Karna is your son only, you tell him. Then Kunti went and told Karna, hey Karna, you are not Radheya, really you are born to me only, you are Kaunteya. You are Kaunteya, you are already Kaunteya, you were Kaunteya only, you are Kaunteya only, you are ever Kaunteya only, you are my first son, she said. Then that Radheya has to do what? Just recognize that I am Kaunteya. That's why he need not do anything. He need not become Kaunteya. Why? He's already Kaunteya. He has to drop that I am not Kaunteya. That notion he has to drop. I am Radheya. Notion he has to drop. Similarly, kada nanna irukala. Similarly, I am body-mind complex notion I have to drop. I am consciousness alone. I was consciousness, I am consciousness, I ever will be consciousness. If body is there, I manifest in the body. If body is not there, I remain as consciousness. Therefore, there is no aascharyam. Puriyadavangalukku aascharyam. Purinja naneda amba. Next shloka.
Dehi nityam avadhyoyam. Dehi nityam avadhyoyam.
Dehi sarvasya bharatam.
Dehi sarvasya bharatam.
Tasma sarvani bhutani.
Tasma sarvani bhutani.
Natvam shochitum arhasi.
Natvam shochitum arhasi.
See this word Lord Krishna repeating many times. What? Natvam shochitum arhasi. Don't grieve. Alare cholle. Don't have sorrow. There is no necessity of having sorrow. Not necessity. There is no necessity at all. Why you are doing sorrow? அப்புறம் அர்ஜுனன் சொல்றாருன்னா அப்ப நமக்கு சொல்றாரு இல்லையா? சார், லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் டெல்லிங் டு அஸ் ஆல்சோ, ஓ பீப்புள், டோன்ட் கிரை, யூ நீட் நாட் கிரீவ் அட் ஆல். பட் அழுதுட்டு இருக்கோமே, லாஸ்ட் வீக் சொன்னாங்க, சிலர் அழுவார், சிலர் சிரிப்பார், சிலர் அழுது கொண்டே சிரிப்பார். ஏன் என்ன? பிகாஸ் தே டு நாட் நோ தட் தே ஆர் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எவர் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம். தே டு நாட் நோ. தே சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் themselves as the body mind complex, which is with full of defects. குறை குறைக்கு குறையே இல்லை. என்ன இந்த உடம்பு மனசுக்கு பாடிக்கு குறையே இல்லை. குறையே இல்லைன்னா குறைக்கு குறையே இல்லைன்னா எல்லா ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் தான். ஒன்று செட்டரேட் பண்ணுறதுக்குள்ளே இன்னொரு ப்ராப்ளம் வரும், அது செட்டரேட் பண்ணுறதுக்குள்ளே இன்னொரு ப்ராப்ளம். மூச்சை வாங்க விடாமல் சுவாமி அப்படி ஒரு அலை மாதிரி வந்து நிற்கிற கதை கதையா சாஸ்திரி பார், ஒரு டிராமா மாதிரி பாருப்ப. பார்க்கவே முடியலையே என்ன, பிகாஸ் we become one with that role. I become one with that role, mother role, father role, husband role, sister role, brother role. I become one with that role. Just when you see the TV, you forget that you are watching the TV. And you are engrossed in the TV climax, that serial climax. And you also cry along with that heroine. Why you are crying? You have forgotten that you are seeing in the movie that is only on the screen, that is not real, that is only action, that actress or actor has taken lot of crores for that action. You have forgotten totally. You have submerged in that role. அதே மாதிரி அது ஒரு டிராமா. எப்படி ரோல் ஆகி ரோல் ஆகிட்டோமோ அதே மாதிரி இது ஒரு ரோல். யூ ஆர் பிளேயிங் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் டெம்பரரி. 50 இயர்ஸ் பேக் இட் ஹேஸ் கம், ஆர் 30 இயர்ஸ் பேக், 40 இயர்ஸ் பேக், ஆர் 70 இயர்ஸ் பேக் இட் ஹேஸ் கம். அப்புறம் சம்டைம் இட் வில் கோ. பாடி வரும் போகும் சீரியலில் அந்த கேரக்டர் மாதிரி. அண்ட் தட்ஸ் வாட் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ், ஹே பாரதா, அயம் தேஹி. தேஹி மீன்ஸ் the one who resides in the deha is called dehi. Atma anartham, dehi means atma. The one who resides in the deha is called dehi, the atma. Where is this atma? Sarvasya dehe, in all bodies, present in every body. That self, Atma, Dehi, which is in every body. What type of Atma that is? Nityam, is ever avadhyaha, indestructible. What is destructible? Body. Body is destructible. Atma is nachedyoyam, nadahyoyam, nakledyo soshyayevacha. Therefore, avadhyahana, nasharahitaha. It will never perish. Who? Dehi. Where is that Dehi? In the body. Who is that Dehi? I, the consciousness. I, the consciousness, am in this body available. I never die. Avadhyaha. Tasmat. Therefore what? Tvam shochitam na arhati. சர்வாணி பூதானி விஷயே. அபவுட் வித் ரிகார்ட் டு ஆல் தீஸ் பீயிங்ஸ் யூ நீட் நாட் கிரீவ், பிகாஸ் தேஹாஸ் வில் பெரிஷ், பாடிஸ் மே பெரிஷ், பட் தேர் ஆத்மா வில் நாட் பெரிஷ். தட் இஸ் பர்மனெண்ட். த்ரோண ஆத்மா வில் நாட் பெரிஷ், அண்ட் பீஷ்மா ஆத்மா வில் நாட் பெரிஷ், even your atma arjuna will not perish, even the listeners of bhagavad gita atma also enna adu siddhama sollu will not perish. What is atma? Consciousness. Atma means what? Apnoti sarvam, that which pervades everything is called atma, will never perish. Therefore sarvani bhutani, for the sake of all these people, your kith and kin, Drona, Bhishma, Kripacharya, Kauravas, all other people, you need not grieve for their sake because they never die. They are really Atma, just they are all in temporary bodies. You need not grieve. Therefore, what?
Swadharmam api cha vikshyam
Navikam pitum arhasi
Dharmyadhi yuddha chayonyate
Kshatriyasya na vidyate
Therefore, now I have to change my perception, my vision totally. Until I come to Gita class, I was thinking I have old age, I have birth, I have death. That is old kada, old story. Past, now I am a new person. What? I am a Gita student. I am a new person with new perception. When I am a new person? When I have a new perception. What is new perception? I was thinking I have old age, I have death, I have disease, all these things. Now I have understood this body alone has got disease, this body alone has got death, old age, birth, etc. I, the consciousness in the body, Dehi, is Nityam. I have no death at all. When I have no death, I am consciousness. What about other person? My near and dear person? They also not have birth and death. Because they are also called consciousness. So, nobody is having birth and death. All are consciousness. Therefore, I need not worry. I need not grieve. Therefore, always cheerful. Nashochitum arhasi. Then what for this body, diseased body, which is having death, which is having old? Why Bhagavan has given a question? We have to understand here, Atma avyavaharyaha. It cannot do in transaction. Atma cannot do any transaction. Just Atma cannot enjoy the Bhagavad Gita class. Atma has to reside in one body and sit in the class. Atma cannot enjoy the cereal in front of the TV. Avyavaharya. Sirf Atma, English Sirf. Only Atma cannot say, hello husband, how are you? He cannot say. That Atma has to enter in one body and say, hello my dear, how are you? Husband also. Husband Atma cannot say without body. So that consciousness has entered into another male body, says, my dear, how are you? He asks his wife. Atma by itself is avyavaharyaha, non-transactable. Atma can transact only it has got a medium. The purpose of this body is one. It is transacting. Atma, Aidi, consciousness and transacting with the body. Just as the part, the space is there in the part. Just space is not useful. Space is all pervading. All pervading space is useful. Or the space contained in the pot is useful. Space is formless. But the space is available in the pot. Space is available in the heart. Suppose these walls are not there. Can you sit here? Can you listen my class? Walls are not there. Roof is not there. Eh? This hall, it is hall name cannot be there. It is not useful also. No utility. There is no shape. So therefore, hall is useful. Space is useful when there is a hall. Space is useful when there is a pot. If pot is not there, you are holding water, melt because of pot. Pot is holding or space is holding water? Both are right. Okay. Pot is holding because of
space.
Ippo correct. Pot is holding, you cannot say. Space is holding, milk you cannot say. What you have to say? Pot is holding along with the space. Space is holding because of pot. Pot is holding because of
space.
I will give you a gold medal for all of you. Okay. Pot is holding milk because of space. Space is holding milk because of pot. Now which one is useful? Tell me. Pot is useful, space is useful.
Both
are useful. Similarly, I the consciousness I am manifesting in the body. Because of body blessing, only I am seeing. Because of body cooperation and hearing, because of body mind complex, because of mind I am thinking. Mind is able to think because of consciousness. Eyes are able to see because of consciousness. Ears are able to listen because of consciousness. Legs are able to walk because of consciousness. I the consciousness am walking because of legs. I the consciousness am writing because of hands. I the consciousness am eating because of mouth. Now which one is useful? Therefore you, when I say I am, when we are all telling I am in a mixture, consciousness plus body mind complex, which one is useful? Body mind complex alone useful, consciousness alone is useful, both. Which one is true? Consciousness is truth. That consciousness I am using the body for what? Vyavahara, transact. I want to transact with my husband. Body illamale ninga poi consciousness naya sonna which consciousness your husband will ask. So your form is required for transaction. Illiyo. Therefore now this body is a blessing. This body is my medium. It's a upadhi. I am using it. Body by itself cannot function without consciousness. Consciousness without body cannot transact. Therefore, even the body is jadam, because of me the consciousness, body is enlivened. Body is even the jadam, it is able to function because of consciousness. Therefore, in this combination, I am the consciousness is the truth. Body is my tool. Mind is my tool. Tool meanana current maadri. Current use pandren illayo. Current ni paathram ella use pandra maadri. I am using this body. Now body venduma vendama? I the consciousness, nothing I can enjoy. Music season cannot enjoy. Even I cannot enjoy my son, grandson, children when they are singing, dancing. I cannot enjoy just as consciousness. So as a body mind complex, I decide in this matter body mind complex, I take care of it, I protect it for my sake only. I enjoy in this body. Now you know who are you? Consciousness with the permanent body or incidental body? Incidental body. Incidental body has got 4 defects. What are they? Disease, old age, death. Death in the birth. Body may come and go. I am not disturbed. It is my glory. In Padishanna, you are a Muktaha, Jnani. Purnamadah Purnamidah Purnat Purnamudachyate
పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.
హరి ఓం. ఐ హావ్ ఫ్యూ అనౌన్స్మెంట్స్, ప్లీజ్ వెయిట్ వన్ మినిట్. నెక్స్ట్ వెన్స్డే దెర్ ఇస్ నో గీతా క్లాస్.
Yoga class will be there. So yoga students can come. Gita class will be there.